Okay, it's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac La Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Doing good. Looks like we got a fresh coat of snow on the...
Yes, I suppose you got a chance to get the snowblower out again, fired up this weekend, huh?
Yes, and I just saw the city come by with their behemoth of a snowblower.
They are blowing snow. Yeah, they stacked it up over the weekend, got it out of the way, and now they're getting rid of it. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's always fun to watch those big machines do that.
Sure, they got it down to a science.
Yep.
Pretty much. By the end of the year, they'll do it in their sleep almost. Well, how was your weekend other than the snow?
Netflix and chill, and
there
that's
you go.
About it.
Sounds good. Well, I put up, my wife and I were putting up our Christmas lights on Saturday and got a few of them up and just got one, the last what we were going to be doing up, and then started snowing. So got them up just in the nick of time.
I saw something on the news this morning in Austin, Texas. Somebody hung a Clark Griswold from their gutters. From Christmas vacation, from when he fell off the roof.
He's hanging up there?
Yeah, and the police were called.
Yeah.
So the homeowners had to put up a sign. No, this is it's just a dummy.
Saw another good one where they had an old RV parked out there, and a guy that looked like Eddie, you know, with his bathrobe and his bomber hat, holding a cigar and a beer.
I have a little ceramic figurine of that. That's keep good. Up year-round.
Yep, I've got the moose mug.
Oh.
You know, I've got one of those I got for a gift. So, yeah, I'm a big Christmas vacation fanatic, too. So,
yeah
I've got to watch that pretty soon.
Yep.
Well, what's the, we're going to salute a veteran first
Absolutely.
Off today, right?
Okay. Today we're saluting Staff Sergeant Otto Gerald Moss. Otto was born on July 8th, 1935 in Marietta and passed away on January 31st, 2012. He entered active duty on June 7th, 1954, Minneapolis in the United States Air Force, was honorably discharged 4.5 years later on December 6th, 1958 at Forbes Air Force Base in Kansas. He voluntarily extended his enlistment by 6 months. He was an aircraft radio repairman and spent 8 months overseas. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the National Defense Service Medal, the Good Conduct Medal, and the Air Force Outstanding Unit Award. So we thank you, Otto, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. And then every day is Veterans Day in your office.
Especially in my office.
That's right. And should be everywhere. All right. We're going to talk about the VA. They have a fully capable telecounseling service within its vocational rehabilitation and employment program. That's a mouthful.
There's acronyms out there.
All right. Let's have it.
Create some brevity there. This press release came out November 30th, announcing a breakthrough in service by having vocational rehabilitation education counseling sessions over technology. Vocational rehabilitation education, also known as VR&E or voc rehab, simply, is the Department of Veterans Affairs voc rehab program announced its ability for veterans nationwide to meet with more than 1,000 voc rehab counselors via telecounseling or virtual communication. This telecounseling, which is accessible on any device with a webcam and microphone, even your smartphone, increases VA's responsiveness to veterans' needs, reduces travel costs and time for both veterans and voc rehab counselors, and improves veterans' access to necessary voc rehab services. Telecounseling allows veterans to meet with voc rehab counselors virtually through VA Video Connect without having to download any specialized software or obtain unique usernames and passwords. Access to a scheduled counseling session is obtained through a unique link set directly to the veteran and is valid for that counseling session only. I receive services at a VA medical facility, and I have a VA-issued iPad at home that I can have sessions over with various providers. It's saves taking a day off of work, and
right,
I can do it from the comfort of my dining room table.
And, pretty handy.
Yes, very handy. It's pretty easy. They send a link to your email. You click on that link. You type in your first name and Within moments, you're connected to a VA Video Connect. So it's pretty easy and really cool, I think. veterans participating in most voc rehab programs and plans of service may use telecounseling and are encouraged to speak to their voc rehab counselors about it. Participation is completely voluntary and it's not required at all. And so if you still want to meet face-to-face with a voc rehab counselor, you can. But if you're busy, you can opt for using technology to have the same meeting, but you can be hundreds of miles apart.
That's right. Meet with me a little more often that way.
Yep. Yep. Have a little more substantive conversation too. Right. You can, because it, for me, it's a 2.5 hour drive to St. Cloud to meet with somebody. You forget a lot about what you're going to talk about.
That's right.
On that 2.5 hour drive.
Think about too much other stuff.
Or you think about too much other stuff.
Right.
Voc Rehab's updated telecounseling application was developed through a partnership with VHA's VA Telehealth Services, Veterans Health Administration's VA Telehealth Services. They recently tested the ability to use telecounseling during initial evaluation appointments at 6 regional benefits offices. The test was conducted to identify how using telecounseling can reduce time veterans wait for an appointment. Best practices were identified and incorporated into the rollout of the updated telecounseling application. Since 2014, over 56,000 veterans have either completed a vocational rehabilitation plan, are employed, or have achieved a greater independence of living through VR&E assistance, vocational rehabilitation education assistance. The VR&E program currently has more than 122,000 participants. And for more information on VR&E, you can visit benefits.va.gov/vocrehab. That's VOCREHAB. You can contact our office and, of course, the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you have that number there on your sleeve.
I do now. All right. 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
The snowy level now.
Snowy level of the courthouse. Yep. I do have to mention, though, that the office will be closed tomorrow, December 4th. I'm hosting a Veteran Service Officer Roundtable at the County Annex Building for Veteran Service Officers of surrounding 14 counties.
Okay, so you'll have a busy day?
It'll be a busy day, but hopefully a productive day, and we're going to be discussing best practices and things that, and trends that we notice and things such as that. It'll be a good roundtable discussion,
I think. I was going to do a little networking with your peers.
Yes, absolutely. Right. That's always a good thing.
That's right. All right.
But you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. I do have a busy schedule coming up, so if you're driving a distance, please give us a call if you plan on coming in, just to make sure I'm around.
I was going to put in a little plug for an event coming up here. Let's see. I thought I had something for. Well, I guess I don't. I do for up in the Appleton area. They've got something going on for the vets up there. Craft show and bake sale will be tomorrow over at the Appleton VFW, sponsored by their Post 4955, and proceeds from that go to Veterans Projects, and they've got all kinds of vendors and things up there. So if you're looking for something to do, check that out.
Speaking of VFW posts, you were mentioned at our annual membership banquet on last Wednesday.
That's what I hear. I couldn't get over there, but I appreciate it. I heard they said a little some kind words, so always good to hear that.
Yeah, and it's kind of a rarity to hear kind words about you, ain't it?
Yes, it is. So I have to gather up all the ones I can find.
No, it's always good to get an attaboy once in a while.
That's right. All right. Well, I appreciate that.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, Josh, thank you, and you have a great day and a good roundtable, and we'll talk again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lackbarrow Veteran Service Officer, with us here on Vets Info on the Air on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lackparl County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time, right here, for Vets Info on the Air.